Well, today is the 22nd of October, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Well, I have a few more things to do in the office here this morning. Most of the grading of the essays in all three classes are done. Have to go over some other papers, do some, you know, analyzing of some things. But before I get to work, in the line of duty, I went to see, first of all, a movie premiere. Keep the Faith is the name of the movie. And if you really like to know about this film that I went to see its premiere out at the Arclight Theater in Sherman Oaks last night, Sherman Oaks, California, Arclight Theater. And if you want to know any more about this film, especially if you're a Christian, I ask you to go to a Facebook account, Choice Skinner. Choice Skinner is his name, and he's the director of the movie. Matter of fact, he had even a little cameo shot in it, put together with, I think, some of the finest young actors that I've seen in a long time. Well, I got an invitation from Choice to go to the screening, and it was quite interesting. I even stayed after the screening, and when there was Q&A and time to talk, I just sent Choice a message telling him that I really appreciated the way he did the film and the way he it made it real. I mean, it was real. It wasn't one of those cheap, phony. It was kind of like an end times thing. Choice was a member of the congregation that I pastored, especially when I was in the city of Inglewood on Hillcrest Drive. Our location where we met was right next to the main post office in Inglewood on Hillcrest. And Choice would show up at that time. He was a bodybuilder and a kung fu, and he still does martial arts. And always had on his mind and on his heart to make a Christian film about the faith. And I watched the film, and all throughout the film, this is what I really loved about it, since I'm talking about In the Line of Duty, because I went to see the film as one of his theology teachers. I wanted to see if he was going to be right on the mark theologically with what he did. Not only was Choice on the mark, he really understands what the term Christian means. Because if you're a Christian, you are a witness. And if you are a witness, you are a martyr. Meaning that you die for the cause that you believed in. It was quite an interesting film because it showed the stars of the film literally. And I find this interesting because I was having a conversation with the students in my world religions class, and I was having a conversation about them, with them, about Christianity, because we were discussing it as one of the world's religion. And I'm currently showing a film in world religion entitled Luther, where Luther is a Catholic monk, if you will, started the Reformation to break off from the Catholic Church. And we're watching in the film how devastating it was on the lives of those that were Catholics and those that are not Catholic. So it's currently going through Christianity. And yesterday in the classroom, I was sharing with the students, because we were going through the meaning of Jesus, what he came to do and everything. And I had in the back of my mind, all while I was lecturing on yesterday, that I had to go see this film. And so I was saying, now, am I going to go see this film in the line of duty? Or am I going to go see this film? In other words, choice expects me to be there. He wanted all of his friends. As a matter of fact, he invited his mom. So she flew into Los Angeles, and she was there. And they were dressed for success. I just put on a little sport outfit, went down there, sat in the back of the theater, watched the film. Took a little while to get it started. I didn't get home until almost midnight. But I'm reflecting on it now. He did an excellent job in portraying scripture in the film. I don't think that it will ever, I'm not trying to cut it down, I'm saying that it will never fly, because Hollywood or people that make films, Choice wrote it just the way he got it when I preached it. He said he'd been working on the film for 14 years. I recall, because Choice would attend my lectures, my studies, when I taught eschatology and things like that. He had all the scriptures documented. He wrote the script. It's his screenplay, everything. And it was quite well done. But I believe, truthfully, that and the film will be completed. He just had a showing for the people that acted in it, and their families were invited. It was a closed invitation. He rented a theater in the Arclight complex, and it was well worth the night going out, because he shows you in the film what the true Christian will go through. And based upon the book of Revelation and other scriptures that he used, he was accurate. Now, I'm not quite sure whether everything would turn out to be that way exactly, but he followed the script, and I think it's a fine film. I think you ought to try to see the film when it comes out on DVD, when they're going to complete it up, tighten it up. There were a few gaps in it, and I understood that. They're rushing to get to this particular date, and I can understand them attempting to do that. But the movie's called Keep the Faith. And I'm glad that I went, not in the line of duty, but just to see what a guy can do with the Word of God, in the Word of God transforming your life. And it appears that most of the cast was in fantastic total agreement with Choice and the ways that he had chosen to represent the film. It was a good showing. I liked it. Well, each of us are asked, as I said, for the sake of conscience, do we go through a placement program concerning this question of the line of duty? And in other words, do we do things because we're obligated to do it, or because we love to do it? I did it yesterday out of obligation, but I'm glad that I went. And as I pair it together, because I speak with some of the students that takes classes with me, and we often have this conversation about certain professors that merely tap the surface but do not go deep enough into the subject matter, or do not become intrinsically involved in the subject matter itself. When I teach any particular class, I'm excited about next semester because I'm up for ethics again. And I love teaching ethics, philosophy 20. I love teaching that class because we answer the basic question, is it right to do this? Is it wrong to do that? We get into a lot of the issues that are confronting our society and our community today. I've been recently watching some clips that some people send me on Facebook, and they have some clips by the late James Baldwin, the gay black activist of the 60s. As a matter of fact, this morning I watched a video clip that Baldwin made. He was filmed in 1963. I was 19 years old, and Baldwin must have been 25, 26, something like that. But he was making a statement, and I hadn't listened to him in a while. And when I looked at this video clip of him, it is the way we thought back in the day. He was ahead of his time. And when you look at it ethically, of course he was gay. And so he was blackballed because he was gay. If you were gay back in the day, in the 60s, you didn't work. You didn't have a job. You didn't have a career. Especially if straight men ran everything, and bigoted straight men at that. And so I'm kind of looking at life this way. I tell people that I think that I've outlived my generation. And so when I speak to people now and I see the benefits of being an American in this country, it is quite a blessing to be an American here. I was walking to my car last night after leaving the theater, and the mall is basically empty. And I'm walking to my car, and I was saying, this is great, because if I get jumped, mugged, or beat down, well, it's just by chance that I got to my car safely and got out of there, because we're living in terrible, terrible times. But this is still, I think, one of the best countries on the planet to live in. If a person is honest, gets up every day, goes to work, does what they're supposed to do, keep his nose clean, stay out of trouble, you will make it. I talk with the young men all the time, and I try to tell them, when you get a job, thank God for that job. Be grateful for that job, for that opportunity to make money. I know these young men are working far harder than I did as a young man to make anything close to a decent living. Things are falling apart in this country, and it's unlikely that we'll get back to the position that we were in before. And I think what adds to our dilemma is the racial tensions in this country, which still persist. And often I tell people I have the solution to the racial tension, and the solution is love. And I know that's an easyism, I guess you can call it. Well, you know, you can just attribute everything to love, and then everything's going to be all right, John. I didn't say that. I said that love is the only thing that can solve the racial dilemma in this country. And the way that that is satisfied is that if each of us become actively involved in this attribute, this one of the finest attributes, the only attribute of the faith of Christianity that makes any sense at all, because you cannot be a Christian if you cannot and do not love. That's one of the things that I was pointing out to my world religions class, that there's so much difficulty out there in the world that we live in because most people do not love. They refuse to love. They only love their own. And then only when they're getting their way. Humans are very complex individuals. And I believe that that's what Choice was trying to say in his film last night, is that if, you see, he was listening to me those years that he was setting under my tutelage years ago. That's why I went. See, I went in the line of duty, but I wanted to see if Choice had gotten the message that I was teaching all those years when he attended the Anselm Bible Fellowship. So it appears to be a cure-all for everything. No, there's something else involved in it. Also, there has to be, and I think again the film last night as I was watching it pointed it out to me. And I was thinking, I said, well, as an older man looking at a young man who sat in my classroom as a student of theology make a motion picture, and the picture was 2 hours and 24 minutes, a good size feature film, beyond a shadow of doubt. This was a very nice effort by Joyce Skinner. Yes, it was. A very nice effort. A tight budget? Yeah, he had it. He admits it during the Q&A session. A very tight budget. But what I loved about the individuals that were functioning within the tight budget was the type of individuals that he had on the cast. That's what I like. Okay, so that about takes care of that. Listen, I hope that you can, when this film comes out on DVD, pick it up. Keep the faith. Like I said, if you really want to know about it, go to Facebook and type in Joyce Skinner and befriend him, if you will. He's a nice guy, if you guys out there are Christians. And I'm not going to tell you about the end of the film, because the end of the film is what I loved about the film was the end of the film. He showed the way it's going to be. He showed the direction that we're moving in. It was a wonderful, wonderful event last night. I'm glad I went. And I'm so glad to say that it just was not in the line of